Hey guys, it's Wednesday, and we are rolling along into 1 Timothy chapter 2 here. Paul talks, and I think everybody seems to, as they look at chapter 2, which is not a very long chapter at all, but he addresses instructions on worship, and specifically with women. And I just want to read this to you because it's short. He says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time, and for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I'm not lying, and a true faithful teacher of the Gentiles. And then he goes on after that, and he's talking about men to pray and to be unified. But then for a while he talks about women and church. He says, I also want the women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God. So we could read that, we could pull those four verses out, and we could say Paul is instructing that women should not ever braid their hair. They should not wear gold earrings or pearls, or you're not allowed to wear expensive clothes in church. Now, I think it's important that we look at the culture here, and they're in Ephesus, right? The Ephesians. And there are people there who are women, and women actually in Ephesus held a lot of very important roles or higher up roles. Ephesian cultures worshipped a female deity called Artemis. And women had these high positions in the Ephesian society. Now, this may have influenced Paul's words here. And also, I think we need to note that women of high status probably played roles in leading this Christian church in Ephesus, and that's why Paul would have addressed this. In other words, he's not saying that hair braiding or gold or pearls should never be worn. He was not banning them, but he was instead stating the need to be careful in this society where extravagancy or extravagant things could overshadow somebody's commitment to godliness. In short, Paul was talking about not sending the wrong message. The same reason that I don't wear my $1,000 crocodile skin boots to church. I don't have $1,000 crocodile boots to church. I have cheap boots that I wear at home. But we continue to read on here, and it seems to get as if Paul is even more down on women. He says a woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet, for Adam was formed first and then Eve, and Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. But women will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with propriety. Wow, that's difficult, the things that we see here. And so I think the most important for us thing to look at is Paul making a statement that women should just be quiet in church? You know, there's a great debate amongst Christians, and specifically denominations or between denominations, about women's roles in church. And I know we discussed this earlier when we were talking about the Corinthians. And so I think where we need to land on it is this, again, asking the question, are Paul's words here cultural? Are they meant for that culture or that particular church? Or are these universal things? And I really tend to lean on the former, that this is a cultural instruction to the church in Ephesus. And here's the reason. Paul, in many of his letters, he holds women in high regard. And he even mentioned many women and greeted many women in the letters, in the Pauline letters. And he even calls women his co-workers. So I think that's something we need to take into mind here. Also realizing that in the first century, in many cultures, if not most cultures, women were not at the time allowed to be educated. You know, if you were a bright student male, then there was a chance you could learn under a rabbi, a teacher. And so women did not have the education that men do. And I've read a lot over the years about, in some of these early Christian societies, women were hearing about some of the Greek gods and Greek mythology, and they were bringing that teaching into the church and talking about it and intermixing it with Christianity, and it was causing problems in the church. So let's keep that in mind as we read through this today, that Paul is not saying women are not important. It does seem at first glance that he's calling out women, but that is not the case if we look at the cultural part of it. So with that, I will leave you and be back with you tomorrow with 1 Timothy chapter 3.